That was Lizzo, Don't Make Me Love You, playing for you on Ashdown Radio. It's me, Chelsea Grace, live with you until one this afternoon. And as I've been saying to you, I've got two special guests in the studio to talk all about the Business Awards. And in the studio with me, I have got Claire from Team 4 Solutions. Hello, Claire.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Hello. Thank you for joining me in the sunshine this morning. This afternoon, actually. Sorry. I keep saying this morning, but it's not. So you're here to talk about the Business Awards. So I have some questions for you, as we were discussing. So if you tell us a little bit about your organisation first.
Yeah, lovely. So we are Team 4 Solutions. We are basically a bookkeeping, accounting practice, and we specialise in outsourced finance departments. So we work with lots of local businesses and here locally and all over the country, actually running accounts departments.
Oh, great. So how's business going?
Always busy. It's always busy in our world, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. So you're sponsoring the awards. So why did you decide to sponsor the awards?
Okay, so I am treasurer of the Upfield Chamber anyway. So I've been involved in the award ceremonies over the last few years. The last two ceremonies we actually sponsored other awards, so this time is the first time with the award we're doing now, which is the best family business.
Okay, and why did you decide to choose that category?
Well, family businesses have a very special place in my heart, actually, because that's where I started with my father and his business. He had a contracting business, and that's when I left school and went to work for him and learnt all my trade about bookkeeping and running businesses and everything. So that's where it all started for me.
Oh, nice. So you've got a connection to that category, which is really good.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to most about being involved?
Well, I'm really excited to see the nominations, actually, because actually locally we have loads and loads of family run businesses, whether that's husbands and wives, parents and children, cousins, you name it. We've got some fantastic businesses, and we actually work with quite a few ourselves, so it's quite an exciting award for us.
Yeah, so as the judge of your category, what kind of things are you looking for an awards entry if people are nominating?
Okay, so for family businesses, really, I want to see how families actually work together, because it's great working with family, but it also has immense challenges.
Yes, I was going to say, yes, I can imagine.
So it's when's work and when's home life and so on. And see how they work together, but also I'm particularly keen this year to look at the legacy they leave. You know, are they bringing their children into the businesses? Are there other members, younger people coming into the business and seeing how that might work?
I like it. So the nominations close on Friday the 15th of May, but I will let you know that after I've spoken to my second guest, who is Laura from Dawson Hart Solicitors. Hello, Laura. Thank you again for taking time out of your day on this very sunny day to come and chat to me. So you are from Dawson Hart Solicitors. So just tell us a little bit about what you do and how business is going.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good afternoon. I'm Laura Manton. I'm the Business Development Director at Dawson Hart in Upfield. We have been offering legal services for individuals and businesses in the town since 1841.
Wow.
So a very long time.
So
we're offering all sorts of legal services, individuals, wills, probate affairs, family matters, but also property and legal matters for businesses. So we know we cover pretty much everything.
Yes, so you do anything and everything.
We near enough do.
And is it busy?
As Claire just said, yes, always busy. You start a week, and obviously this is a short week, which has been lovely, but the week's gone.
Yes.
And you think,
we're already halfway through already, aren't we?
It's gone. It goes so quickly. We're busy, and all is going very well. Thank you very
much. Good. So why did you decide to sponsor the awards, and how did you choose the category that you're sponsoring?
Well, we've been involved with the awards right from the beginning. They're fantastic awards, I have to say. I think the Upfield Chamber of Commerce do an amazing job organising it. It's such a wonderful event. And for anyone that hasn't been, you've got to go. It's an amazing evening, and it's really well run, a lot of organisation that they put into it. And we've always been involved and wanted to give back to the community, because we are very involved with our clients and the community. We do a lot of fundraising and sponsorship, and this is just being involved with the businesses. And the business community in Upfield, I think, is quite unique. I don't think I know any other town that's quite like it.
So
we who wouldn't want to be involved with something like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Really? So what category are you sponsoring?
This year we're sponsoring the Young Employee Award. We vary our categories just because we quite like the opportunity to experience and get involved with different communities. And, you know, it's not easy being a young person these days trying to get a job to start with. And we've got a lot of young people with us who've trained with us and have gone on to stay with us and still with us. Mm. So we know how important it is to do that. And we wanted to help recognise that young person that's gone the extra mile, obviously, you know, has the sort of exceptional talent. They might have overcome some hurdles.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's story is different, and I'm really looking forward to the nominations.
Yeah, and it's about encouraging young people as well, which I think is brilliant, actually.
Yes.
So what are you looking forward to most about being involved?
Well, I have to say 2024 for us was an exceptional year because Dawson Hart won the Wellbeing Award and the Customer Service Award and the Overall Business Award. So 2024 was amazing for us.
The Adele of the Business World.
It was quite a night. So I'm not expecting for us that to happen, but we know what it's like. So we know what it feels like. And I'm looking forward to seeing who wins the other categories because it means something. You're getting up on that stage and being recognised for me, for the firm, for all our staff who really do, you know, take that time. And I think it's lovely for other businesses, and I'm really looking forward to celebrating with other businesses as well.
Yeah, no, it sounds a great night, actually. So as the judge of your category, what kind of things will you be looking for in an entry?
As I say, just I'd like everyone to think about who they might want to nominate. A young person, a young professional up to the age of 25. Have you got someone in your business, a family business, as Claire was just saying? Do you want to nominate someone that you work with? Just someone that perhaps has gone the extra mile. Mm. Maybe, as I said, overcome some difficulties. Anyone that you think should be recognised for their hard work.
So it's up to the age of 25. Okay, brilliant. So, as I said earlier, the nominations close on the Friday, the 15th of May, and then entries and individual nominations close on Friday, the 29th of May. Is that right, I believe?
Yes, that sounds right.
Yes. And the award ceremony itself is going to be taking place at the East Sussex National on the 1st of October.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, it's very exciting.
It is exciting.
It is very exciting. So to find out more information about this, we will have some information on our website as well. But you can also find out more by going to the Uckfield Business Awards website as well. Right. And we will have this on Listen Again. So you'll be able to find out more information that way if you've missed any of that. So thank you so much to Claire and to Laura for joining me this afternoon. And it's been a pleasure. And yes, so I am going to be playing this song now by David Gray, Babylon, here on Ashdown Radio. So if you want to listen again, it'll be on our website in just a little while. Enjoy the sunshine whilst you can and turn your radios up because it's a nice one, especially in the sunny.